You're listening to Sweat, Snot and Tears, brought to you by Netmums. I'm Annie O'Leary.
And I'm Wendy Gollidge. And together we talk about all of this week's sweaty, snotty and tearful parenting moments.
With guests who are far more interesting than we are.
So Wend, we're all locked down again. This is all very strange, but there is one blessing, which is I do not have my children here to homeschool at the same time. How are you feeling about it?
I am feeling thankful for the small mercy that they can continue going to school and seeing their friends, and I don't have to homeschool them, which is a benefit for everybody, quite honestly.
It is. We talked about lockdown with this week's guest. It's weird to imagine them with children. In fact, I think it was actually perfectly placed talking to them now, because you need a bit of nostalgia and escapism to get through these dark days, don't you?
And they just weren't as I expected them to be. You know, I grew up singing their songs and going clubbing to their songs. And here we are talking to them now that we're all grown up. And they revealed so much fun stuff. I can't believe Brittany had a nickname for them.
I know, I'd like Brittany to have a nickname for me. I also think it's really hilarious that people shout 5, 6, 7, 8 to them when they're going around Sainsbury's, even now.
But don't know any of the other words. That's the best bit.
I don't think I do either, but I still love them. Anyway, everyone keep listening. This week's guests are the ladies from Steps. Hello and welcome to Sweat, Snot and Tears, the weekly podcast from Netmums that wipes away the gloss and finds out what people are really like as parents behind the celeb scenes. Today, I hear you're feeling a bit snotty, Wend.
I am. I'm snotty and I'm a bit fed up and I'd quite like to leave my house, but we're not really allowed, so I'm just feeling a bit bleh and I'm hoping the Steps girls are going to cheer me up.
Exactly. I think they are just what we need. So to today's guests, welcome Faye, Claire and Lisa from Steps.
Hello.
So our first question on the podcast every episode is, have there been any sweat, snot or tears in your house so far today? So let's start with you, Faye. Sweat, snot or tears?
Actually, no. Benjamin is now 11. He's very, very independent and cracks on with the morning quite brightly and has a nice perky sort of way about him. So no, all good this morning so far.
I'm quite jealous. Claire?
No, I don't think there has been this morning, actually. It was all very smooth. Smooth sailing this morning. I went for a walk, so it's a little bit of my sweat, but that's probably about it today.
This is just not fair.
And Lisa?
Oh, where do I start? Well, I've literally just finished work at DPA at my dance school and did the school run and carried lots of bags and came in and logged on in time to talk to you all. So yeah, sweat on my part as well, I think.
I'm very impressed.
To be honest, I just feel for every working parent out there, because it's really difficult to try and find the balance between work, doing the school runs, doing all the packed lunches, or spending time with the kids. And yeah, I just feel like I'm juggling a million balls right now, but I'm sure there's lots of people out there that feel the same.
Don't we all?
Yes.
So ladies, starting with you, Lisa, we need to know whose mum you are and how old they are, please.
Okay, so I am mummy to Jaden, who is 12, and Star Lily, who has just turned 11. So I have a boy and a girl, very close in age, and people think they're twins, actually, which is really sweet. There's not a lot between them. So yeah, they're fantastic. We have lots of fun, and they come to my dance school every day, so they get to come to work with mummy and daddy, which is lovely.
So tell us a little bit about having kids that close in age. Was it a complete nightmare when they were tiny?
Do you know what? When I was not, when, yeah, Jaden was 9 months old and I was pregnant again, which was, to be honest, it's something that me and Johnny really wanted, because I'm close with my brothers. There's 4 of us and there's 7 years between us all. And I wanted the same for my children. And I just loved being a mum. So I was very, very keen to go again and have another baby quickly. And I'm glad I did it. It was difficult and it's a bit of a blur. But what I found is where I was doing one bottle or one bath, you know, then it was two. And yeah, it's just lovely. I brought them up together. And like I say, you know, they have their moments, but they're very close. They're best friends.
Oh, that's lovely. Claire, what about you? Who's in your house?
So I have Charlie, who is 13, and Daisy, who is 10. So I've got a boy and girl as well. And yeah, it's interesting having a relatively new teenager in the house.
That's very diplomatically put. Interesting.
Do you know what? He's actually all right. We haven't had anything. The most we've had really is that he's just completely and utterly embarrassed by everything me and my husband say to him at the moment. And the little voice breaking situation is quite cute.
Oh, that is really cute.
Yeah, but he's really good boy actually. So we haven't had to, he's not moody. There's yet. No door slamming. I'm waiting for that with Daisy.
It's coming.
So I'm sure we'll get that with her.
So what about you, Faye? Who's in your house?
So it's me and Benjamin. Benjamin is 11, nearly 12. He's super independent. He has kind of grown up around adults and travelled with me on different jobs that I've done. And he's a real people person, which is lovely. He's really artistic and he's really good at maths as well. So he's definitely, that doesn't come from my side. But yeah, you know, he's a really chilled out lad. He's definitely starting to, I think the hormones are kicking in, which is a little bit scary because he's sleeping longer. And there's definitely like a little bit of cockiness coming through now. He started his next school. So yeah, interesting times ahead for me as well, I think.
Oh, so you've had the big secondary school start in September this year.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And how was it?
He was so excited to get to school, to actually see other children, to be fair, because of lockdown, obviously. And it was really lovely to send him to school because he feels like he's got this newfound independence. We gave him a house key. He can walk to school on his own. So he's feeling very, very grown up.
That is very grown up. I could barely trust my husband with the house keys. So are all of you, because your kids are all similar ages, are they friends? Do they get on like you do?
So I don't think they get that much chance to see each other.
Because
but
you
when
all
we
live
have
in
had
different
them all,
places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the last time we had all the kids together, actually all the families together, was back in Wembley in 2017. And they all came on stage with us.
Oh.
And they all got to hang out for the first time in a long time, probably since they were toddlers, really.
Just imagine what they'll be doing backstage in a few years when you're
taken
to
Wembley.
It doesn't bear thinking about.
Are they as poptastic as you guys? Are we going to be seeing a mini Steps anytime soon, or are they just going to be sat backstage cringing at their mums, or are they really supportive?
My two really love coming to see the concerts and stuff. They really enjoyed it last time and came to as many shows as they could. Charlie even decided he wanted to come and see us instead of going to his football presentation, which I thought was quite nice.
Wow, sweet.
Yes. They do like coming to watch us. Whether they would ever be on the stage, I'm not sure. Charlie does a bit of kind of Saturday drama stuff, but I think he went to work with my husband, who's an electrician, a couple of times during lockdown, and I think he's decided that he wants to be an electrician now.
Rather than a singer.
Yeah, or an actor. He wanted to be an actor at one point, but that didn't last very long.
Oh.
Can any of them sing?
Well, I'm going to leave Lisa till after me because she can tell you all the stories about her beautiful children.
Okay.
But my Benjamin, bless him, I think he got a bit of stage fright. So he went to like an afternoon club thing with his best mate and he kind of got stage fright quite early on. So even though he's got a really nice singing voice, and he does because he sings in his bedroom and we sing in the car when we're on long journeys, you know, he really enjoys music. He plays piano a bit now and he plays instruments at a sort of an adequate level, but he's not really that interested. I'm kind of forcing it up on him a little bit to get a few skills because I know that he can, but he's not going to be on the stage, I don't think. Yeah, I'm kind of scared that out of him already.
Bless him.
So come on then, Lisa, let's hear it. What's going on in Dubai with yours?
As I said earlier, because the children come, basically the school that they attend is where our dance school is housed. So the children walk down after school to our office and our studios, which is wonderful because the morning school run is always, you know, a bit hairy. And then the afternoon ones are a bit more gentle. So the children come down and they do attend classes at DPA 6 days a week, actually. And that's because they absolutely love it. They've definitely got the bug. But obviously, me and Johnny are both in the industry, and Johnny was one of our first steps original dancers, and went on to be in the West End, and he's been in Boom and Hearsay, various pop groups. So I think you could say it's in the blood. So the children both absolutely love it, and it's actually what they would like to do as a profession, even at this young age. Yeah, they just absolutely love performing. And actually today, Star was runner-up in the DBS JP Has Talent, the talent show today. So she's done very well, because there was a lot of children that entered it. So she came runner-up today. So yeah, I'm very proud. She's got a certificate, and we're very, very pleased for her.
Wow. I was laughing then because I could hear some voice in the background. Is that Star singing?
It sounds like Star doing her warm-up. they're always singing, to be honest. It's a singing house. Yeah.
Oh. So I have to ask you this question. I know that you're all approaching the teenage years, but we are a parenting site. So are there going to be any more teeny tiny steps anytime soon?
Oh my God. No.
Listen to that collective groan. That's hilarious.
Listen, we just got a puppy, and that has absolutely killed me. It completely finished me off.
Yeah, I think after Benjamin, we did want to have another, but it didn't happen for us. So we got a dog instead. And the dog takes up the time. I think she's like a toddler as well.
I feel you. I've just got a puppy as well. It's lockdown puppy thing.
Hard work.
At least babies were easier.
At least babies grow up. The dog just stays the dog.
That's exactly what it is. You get, I mean, even though I think that having your babies, they grow so quickly, you blink and they're not babies anymore. I think it was so lovely to have that transition and watch them grow. But I really miss my Benjamin, bless him, is so tall. He's like nearly as tall as me. His feet are bigger than me already. He's only 11. And I really crave those days where you could just cuddle in with them. And now he's cuddling in with me. So it's just crazy, isn't it?
Lisa, we haven't heard from you. You've stayed very quiet. Is there something you want to tell us?
Well, no. The thing is, I'd love a baby, but I don't want another child.
We can have a baby and then give it away once it grows.
Do you know
up
what? Honestly, I absolutely love being a mum, and the kids are brilliant fun every day. They make me laugh, and they amaze me every day. But you know, I loved the baby stage. I loved being pregnant. I was one of them annoying women. And you know,
were you
the
a
thing
glower?
Is,
if, did you glow? If you glowed, you've got to go now. I can't talk to you anymore.
Yeah. Well, shall I say I didn't? I didn't. Anyway, let's not talk about all that. But I think, you know, the thing is that I love cuddles, and my operations manager at DPA, she's just had a baby. So she keeps bringing him into work, which is really lovely. So I'm getting my cuddles that way. And I think, you know, I'm yet to face the teenagers, but they do scare me a bit. And I just wish I could keep the kids at this stage, at this age. And every age has been my favorite. So each time they turn a year older, I'm like, oh well, now this is my new favorite. So yeah, you know, it's all lovely. And of course, as you get the hard, difficult times as well, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Oh. Now we're going to take you back in time a bit to when you went on tour with Britney, which is basically my dream come true. Can we please, from each of you, have your best anecdote from that tour?
Well, I guess mine was probably right at the beginning of the tour, because we were obviously very, very overexcited to be on Britney's tour in the first place.
Of course.
And I can remember, I think we were being followed by Smash Hits or something, and they'd come out to do an interview, and we had to sort of stand outside of our tour buses and sort of have a chat with Britney. And bless her, she was so down to earth. But I mean, she was really busy, and obviously having to start a show. There was a lot going on. And I can remember she used to call us the yellow band because that was the colour of our costumes.
we had the whole tour.
Yeah, bless her. I know, she was really, really sweet. But that kind of stuck in my head. It's like we weren't the steps of her. We were just the yellow band.
That's hilarious.
Bless
her. It's kind of a bit dismissive. Oh, the yellow band.
Well, I don't think it was meant like that. I think it was meant sort of very sweetly. But yeah, it was still brilliant. So excited to be there, you know?
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
Lisa, give us your anecdote.
Gosh. Well, I think like Faye said, it was one of those pinch yourselves moments. We'd just done our first tour. I'd just met Johnny. It was 1999. And it was meant to be a tour thing, but I'd kind of fallen for him. And at the end of the tour, we were going to America. I think it was 3 months, girls. And we were going on the tour bus, and we were touring America and Canada. So we had a lot of land to cover. And I remember just really missing Johnny, and he actually flew out to New Orleans, and he was one of the only ones that could get served. We all went out down Bourbon Street, and some of us couldn't get served, and he was actually slightly younger than Lee. And I think I had braces on at the time. I was going through my Ugly Betty stage with braces and blue hair and all that. And so I couldn't get served neither. So, yeah, that's my memory, that I was quite glad Johnny joined us because he got us all drinks.
Oh, my goodness. just butting in on that conversation, wasn't it in Bourbon Street that we saw Gwen Stefani at the back of the room?
Oh, my God. Wow.
I think we did. It was a really memorable time.
Yeah, yeah, she's really tall. Or maybe she had huge shoes on. I don't know, but it was very exciting. Actually,
it was an incredible experience. Isn't that when we did Chicago and we did karaoke?
Oh, was that? Was that Claire's birthday?
Oh, that was my birthday, God. Wasn't it? Was it my 21st?
Tell us what happened.
That's one hell of an anecdote. It involves tequila.
It did involve tequila.
Come on.
All good stories should involve tequila.
What happened?
Oh, I drank too much tequila. Yeah.
Oh yes.
And the tequila monster came out.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I use that phrase about myself, to be honest. I'm not talking about Faye on that one.
What would you sing at karaoke? Because we would all sing your songs at karaoke. So what does Step sing at karaoke?
Mine's Black Velvet, because that was actually my audition song for Steps.
Oh really?
So I love a bit of Black Velvet. Yeah.
Hilarious.
I don't know, actually. I haven't really got a karaoke song anymore. I know I always used to make you sing No More Tears with me.
Yeah.
Which what you did.
That's a good one.
Which I did make you sing with me on that night.
Yeah, no, we quite enjoy that one, don't we?
Yeah. And we did it on tour, didn't we, last time? A little bit of it.
Yeah.
Finally got it in a set.
Yeah, so that's weird because yesterday my Spotify list popped up and it was like the live version of our tour. So because I was in the car doing some chores and bits and running around doing bits and pieces, I kind of put it on and I got a little bit choked up listening to that one. It was such a lovely moment. And also when the kids came on stage as well on It's the Way You Make Me Feel, I was driving along listening to ourselves, which I don't usually do, but it was really sweet. And then I decided that I really missed tour. And yeah,
well, so that leads me to our next question, which, Brittany aside, if you could go on tour with anybody at all now, who would you each choose? And we know that kids probably make touring a no-go at the moment, and coronavirus definitely makes touring a no-go right now, but Claire, who would you choose?
I would choose Sophie Ellis-Bextor, because that's who we're going on tour with next year.
I love her voice. Her voice just does something to me. It's amazing, isn't it?
I want to give a shout out to the Venger Boys, because we had them on our past... I do. That we had them on our previous tour, and we've never had such a big crowd come to the support act before the show. The buzz that they created in the room, and it was just electric. Everyone was just ready to live their best lives. And who knew? You know, we worked with them back in the day. You know, we'd bump into them in Belgium and Holland, and we'd always be on the same sort of radio tours, or, you know, their versions of Top of the Pops or whatever. And they can just bring a room alive. So I'm going to give a big shout out to pop sensation Venga Boys.
Woo! What is the song, the Venga Boys song? It's in my head and I can't think it.
Boom, the Venga Boys is coming. They've got a few. The Venga Bus is coming. What's that one called?
Boom, 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 boom.
That's the
I
one.
I want you in my room.
In my room.
Our nights out. If any of our friends were getting kind of friendly with a boy, we would all stand round them and sing that to them and really embarrass them.
That's brilliant.
That's hilarious.
So, Lisa, who would you like to tour with?
So, I'm going to go for someone really current and say Sia. Because she wrote our new single.
She did.
And I just think it would be so cool if she could sing one of the verses that she wrote. Because obviously we've got our version that's just hit number one on iTunes, which is incredible. And when we were given the song, we actually heard Sia record it. It was her demo. It was her song. So it would be lovely to do a mashup with Steps and Sia.
Yeah, I can see that. That would be really cool. Right, going the other way, so we've imagined we're on tour. Now, I want to know, what happened in lockdown for each of you?
I feel quite, not embarrassed to say at all, but lockdown was actually my idea of heaven.
Really? Why?
Because I love being at home, and I just love having no reason or to go out or do anything, which sounds really awful, doesn't it? But I just love being at home and being, you know, with the kids being here all the time. And I did a bit of crafting and I made lots of cocktails and I made bread, and I didn't make banana bread though. I refused to make banana bread, but I, you know, I did all those kind of nice
all
things.
All the lockdown cliches.
Yeah, I didn't, I avoided those, but I did make actual bread, which was really nice.
But was it sourdough? That's the question.
No, it wasn't sourdough because I haven't got the patience to make a sourdough starter. So,
oh, yeah. Faye, how was it for you?
So for me, I think the homeschooling, I got really enthusiastic to start off with. And I, you know, we prepped the table, we had the room for it. And, you know, we were up and ready and dressed. And I think I got through 2 days properly of trying to help Benjamin out. But I'm just such a technophobe. The links didn't work and then he couldn't do this. And it got really, really frustrating. So then I kind of turned into a fair weather teacher. So if the sun was shining, I was like, that right, let's ditch school. We're going outside. We're going to go play in the garden and chop some trees down and stuff. So we ended up doing lots of outside and just not worrying about it too much. We found out that Benjamin's SATs weren't going to happen. And so it was kind of, he was in between schools. So I didn't put the pressure on. You know, it was such a weird situation for us all. I don't think I've been at home this much ever. So it was really, really amazing to be able to sort of connect with Benjamin really, really closely, and discover what a brilliant little person he was. Yeah. And we're lucky because up in the northeast there's been lots of dolphin pods on the seacoast.
Oh wow.
So we went chasing dolphins at 7 o'clock in the morning, and granddad brought over some tomato plants, so we managed to do a crop of tomatoes, which I would
never
do.
Oh, I grew strawberries. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you see, but it's all these things that we would never have time to sort of look after, I think. Me and Benjamin started golf because my husband's a very keen golfer. I did some decorating and Benjamin helped me. So, you know, a few life skills there I was pretending to do instead of teaching. loads of gardening and just being outside and trying to be active and walking the dog and finding different things in our area. We found like an old, not an air raid shelter, but like where they used to make artillery and stuff. So that was really cool, and some nice spray painted graffiti art and stuff like that.
Okay,
so, yeah,
you're making me look bad now. Sure.
Yeah, you're putting us to shame. Jeez.
It's like all the stuff that we don't have time to do because I'm always away from home and I'm always working, and I felt really bad that I haven't had that time to do stuff with Benjamin like that before, or I haven't taken the time out to do it. So it was a cross
mummy guilt.
Yeah.
We all get that.
feeling really elated and really satisfied with like getting stuff done. But then, when I did go back to work and started doing stuff, I think the guilt hit harder than ever.
Yeah, it was a strange time for all of us. Lisa, what was it like in Dubai?
Oh, I'm just laughing. Basically, we were all singing and dancing because our DPA, our studios were closed, and we got closed down, which was obviously awful. And we've got all our lovely teachers and all our students. So what we had to do, can you hear the Hoover, by the way?
Yeah, don't worry.
Yes. I'm like, you know, I'm multitasking. I'm hoovering as I'm doing this interview. No,
you
I'm
liar.
Not doing the hoovering. it's not actually me. I will ask them to stop the hoovering. Give me 2 secs.
Okay, sorry. 2 secs.
I love it.
Right, it's going to go quiet in a minute. There we go. So sadly, DPA, our studios were closed down, the theatres were closed down, everything went into lockdown here in Dubai. You know, we panicked, first of all, me and Johnny, because we've built our business up from scratch over 6 years, and we literally, it just stopped, and we just thought, my gosh, you know, are we going to still have a business? And then I discovered Zoom, and then I discovered that we could actually have 50 studios at once, and you can have all these students and all over Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and we literally took our dance school, we went virtual, we were a virtual dance school, and we were still running our classes 6 days a week. When we weren't working, I found that I could cook vegan food in my slow cooker. I mean, I do enjoy cooking, but I like it when I've got the time and I'm not, you know, constantly rushing around as all mums and dads are. But basically then on our free time, we would have time in the garden with the children. I have a few drinks on the weekend, and me and Johnny thought it was a good idea to put a rendition of, a terrible rendition, I might add, of New York, New York, when we'd had far too many drinks on Instagram.
Oh my God. I missed that.
I think I put it on my stories, so I knew, because I felt brave then. I thought it was going to disappear in 24 hours. So that was quite fun as well.
Now, I have to ask, ladies, and we did sort of talk about this before we started recording, which of your songs do people sing at you when they see you on the street?
It's just either 5, 6, 7, 8 or Tragedy. And it's normally, they wait for you to walk past and then kind of shout it at you as you're walking away, as if it's either really hilarious or you can't actually hear them.
And how often does it happen? Is it like a daily occurrence or how
no.
often?
No. It's weird because most on daily life, I don't think most people really take much notice, especially around where I live, but people still do it. It's really strange. It's like, oh, 5, 6, 7, 8, oh, Tragedy. As you're kind of walking away, it's just bizarre, and you just kind of have to go, oh, yeah.
Do they know the rest of the words after 5, 6, 7, 8 or Tragedy?
I don't know. It is literally one word and those four numbers. That is absolutely it. It's really weird.
Isn't it funny how those two songs have obviously captured the public consciousness and they're the ones that you're remembered for?
I know, lucky us.
Yeah, you've
got so many other songs.
And do your kids mind, like, if someone does that to you when you're just like walking down the street together, are they like, oh my God, Mum, this is so embarrassing, or are they quite cool with it?
My Benjamin's definitely embarrassed these days. I mean, 2 years ago he would have loved it and been really proud, but no, he's mortified.
Oh. Daisy always kind of looks at me sideways as if to say, oh,
it's that sideways glance. Yeah.
Any of you ever tempted to just burst into song and go and sing the rest of it just to annoy your kids? I think I would.
No.
Be.
Absolutely no.
No.
I tell you what I did do once. I can't remember how old Daisy was. She must have only been small, maybe about 5 or 6. And I was in a certain Swedish clothing store. Is it Swedish? No, it's, I don't, anyway. I don't know. I was trying to be clever then by not saying the name. I was in H&M. And this lady came up to me and started talking to me and saying, oh, you're Claire from Steps, aren't you? And trying to have a conversation with me. And I said, oh no, sorry, that's not me.
I've done that in a cab before.
I totally said it wasn't me. So eventually I convinced this lady that I wasn't Claire from Steps. And she was like, oh my God, you look so like her. She walked off. And as she walked off, Daisy went to me, Mummy, why did you tell that lady you're not who you actually are? At the top of her
God, body. Did the lady hear?
Did she hear you?
No, I just said, shush, it's because I'm in disguise today, Daisy. And she just went, oh, okay. But she'd said it at the top of her voice. Well, this, I don't know if the woman heard her, but I nearly hid in the clothing rail just to try and get away from the woman. But I'm ashamed to say that I did do that. And they call you out on it, the children. They don't let you get away with it.
Oh, no, they definitely do not.
So now that you're back together and you've, like, you know, you've got it all going on again and you've got the tour next year coming up, tell us how you feel now versus then. Tell us something you know now that you definitely didn't know then.
Okay. I would say, I always say this, is that I think that we've got a very rare benefit of hindsight, because it's not like we've been two bands. We're obviously the same band, but we were around in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, and had quite a big gap before coming back together and doing it again. And it's almost like all the things that we learned from the first time, we've been able to apply this time, which you don't really often get that benefit of the past affecting, you know, how you do things, I suppose. It's like everything that we learned from back then, I think it's made it a slicker machine this time round. It's made us be able to make better decisions and be a bit more business-minded with everything as well. I think if we hadn't had that big gap, it wouldn't necessarily be the same.
Do you think you savour it more now because you know how special it is? Because you've kind of seen life without it.
I think we probably have more fun with it now, because even though it's always been our job and it's always been our work, but I think when you first start out and you have that first taste of fame and success and you are almost being not necessarily controlled, but everything we did was at the behest of the record company. We didn't organise our own days ever. Not that we do now when we're working, but we have a much more of a say now in how everything's done. So we are able to have much more fun when we are actually on tour or on the road. And whereas before it was all a bit of a grind. We were always just so tired all the time because we were constantly working, but we're able to spread it out a little bit more now and just kind of breathe a little bit.
So if each of you could leave your kids with a piece of advice, and it doesn't have to be about performing or your job, just a piece of advice.
I think I've got one that I wish I could have told myself when I was younger, and that is to not compare myself to other people, because we all have our own journey, and to not care so much about what other people think and to enjoy yourself in that moment. And you do you, you know, appreciate your uniqueness and your own qualities.
I wish you'd given me that advice. That's great.
I think we can all live.
Yeah, why didn't you tell me that, Faye?
I didn't know it myself. If I could go back now and tell myself that, I wonder if I would have had a different, you know, life and journey and different confidence. I don't know. So, yeah, hindsight's brilliant, isn't it?
That's a good question, actually. Are you all more confident this time around than you were before?
I was always overconfident, to be honest. It was always displaced.
I think age has definitely, I think since I hit 40 and my years past that, I feel better and better about myself each year and more in control of myself and more relaxed. And yeah, I think age is a good thing.
Yeah, it makes you more sure of yourself, I think. I do feel more confident in when I'm saying something, it's normally based on some kind of experience. So that's nice to know that you've got. And I feel a bit more adventurous, I suppose, in terms of things like costumes and...
Yeah, owning it.
Yeah, I would never, ever, in the 90s, no one ever saw my legs, I don't think. But you've seen my legs more in the last couple of years than
exactly.
In the last 23.
Get them out.
Yeah, that's quite liberating.
Okay, that's a great one piece of advice. Get them out.
Get them out.
Get them out.
And we shall clarify what we're getting out. We'll just get those. It's fine. Right, so we've got Faye's advice. Who else is going to offer us the advice they'd give their kids?
Do you know what? I think I probably would say the same as Faye, to be honest. I think my one thing that I've had throughout my life is really worrying too much what other people think about me, and yes. and basing my decisions on what's that going to look like, and how. So I've probably missed out on things or not done things because it might not be the right decision for somebody else, whereas it might have been the right thing for me. So I think, and I look at my kids sometimes, especially Daisy, who she worries about everything, and I sometimes I just have to say to her, so what if your friend said this to you in the playground? That's her problem, and that shouldn't really affect you. So you, if you don't want to do that, then don't do it. So someone said to me once, what other people say about you is none of your business, which I thought was quite interesting, because actually it's not, because that's their opinion and it isn't always necessarily accurate or the truth. So yeah, I think I would.
I remember someone once saying to me, for every negative thought someone in the world has about you, there's someone else thinking that you're great. And I think that's a good way to think about it as well. Just like, there's a mixture of everything, just let it go.
You do you. That's what Faye said as well. I think that's a really good phrase. You've got to do yourself. You've got to, because you're your own advocate, aren't you? I suppose you have to. And if you worry too much about what other people are thinking or doing.
Yeah, it's like simple things. Like Benjamin finds himself trying to play the games that his other mates like to play. And it's like, well, if you don't enjoy that, don't do it. You stick to the ones that you do like. And it's like, oh, because he wants to be in with the people that are doing that. And it's like, do you know what? But if you don't like it, yeah, exactly. And it's like, if you don't want to do it, don't.
Yeah, go and find someone else that does.
Exactly.
You do.
Yeah.
Lisa?
Well, I think, you know, with all children, they all come to you at the end of the day, or you're having dinner or what have you, and they tell you their day, and we love to hear about what they've learned that day and what they've been doing and things like that. And I think, you know, sometimes, like the girls say, if somebody's negative and it upsets them, I just say, you know, if someone's being negative, if they go low, you go high. Like my daughter, she's really sensitive. She doesn't like to hear people bad mouthing people. And so I say, you know, if somebody is being unkind about another child, if, you know, like I say, if they're going low, you go high, and don't, you know, you don't have to join in, and just keep it positive, because I'm a very positive person, and, you know, don't worry about what anyone else is saying or doing. Let them do their own thing and you do your own thing. So yeah, all of the above, agreed.
You all sound very sane. I think I'd quite like to go on tour with you. Okay.
We're not sane on tour.
Except for you can't sing.
But I could just jig about at the back and like go along with all the good vibes. Right. Okay, so we're coming to our last question, and I promise you this hasn't been designed just for you. We ask it of everyone every week.
I'll wait for it.
Right. Okay, take a deep breath, girls. We like to ask you to pretend that you're tucking Wendy and I into bed as if we were your children, and we want each of you to sing us your lullaby, because we know that everyone has a song that they sing to help their kids go off to sleep.
No.
Oh, no.
I don't.
Not anymore. No. Yeah, I'd just play them something on the radio.
That's really disappointing.
That is very disappointing for you guys.
Well, they're all a bit older now, so yeah. There's...
What did you used to sing? I don't think I ever actually had to sing my kids a lullaby. That was the one thing that they've always done is sleep.
Yeah, we're lucky with the kids sleeping.
Well, you are very lucky.
So it's, you know, a case of good night. And that's probably the only thing that's ever gone right. We have struggles everywhere else, but the sleep, I think they're just like me. They love this sleep.
All right. Well, we'll just leave
you. You're very
lucky. Yeah, very jealous that you have kids who sleep and that we don't.
Oh, thank you ever so much, ladies, from all corners of the globe. It's been lovely to chat to you.
Thank you so much, and love to all the mums out there and dads.
Yeah, all the mums out there.
Love to all the parents.
Thanks ever so much, ladies. Really nice to chat to you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.